News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, a protest calling for better home care packages, more respite and an end to loco parentis, that rule, is taking place outside the Dáil at noon today. Tracy McGuinness is four square behind the protest, but she won't be there. And the reason goes to the very heart of this issue. Tracy, what's the problem?
Well, first of all, I haven't had respite in home for one reason or another. It'll be 2 years next month. But I now live in County Wexford, and it's one of the locations where they abide by a rule called loco parentis, which restricts the parent or adult in the home from leaving the house while there is a nurse in the home to provide respite for the disabled child, which doesn't make sense because that's not really respite.
So your son, Brendan, has a nurse coming in today. You should feel, be able to go and protest, but you can't because of the very rule that you want to protest.
Exactly. That would be it. If he had a respite nurse coming in today, I wouldn't be able to go up to protest. I wouldn't be able to go to the shop. I wouldn't be able to go to a medical appointment if I needed to, which I do, actually. I wouldn't be able to do anything but maybe go to a different room. So that's what they say the respite is. But that doesn't make sense, because then you have a parent who cares 24/7 for their medically fragile, disabled child with profound care needs, continuing to be trapped in the home for days, weeks, months on end, unless there's somebody else besides the respite nurse that can come in and care for the child.
And we should say, just for people who don't have any experience of this, the respite nurse you're talking about, they're perfectly capable of caring for your child, Brendan in your case, for a few hours, so you could go off and run those errands.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, they clearly, as a professional nurse, and you would have a nurse that would be experienced in the particular medical needs of that specific child. Like for my son, it would be peg care. You know, he's fed through a peg. He has epilepsy, so they would have to be trained and experienced in epilepsy and seizure rescue medication and all of those things. The parents aren't. We learn as we go. Now, obviously, after 15 years, I'm fully capable. But especially as a lone parent, the loco parentis rule is particularly discriminatory to lone parents. Now, it's insane rule that restricts all parents, but as a lone parent carer, it is even more so. And my son has been bedridden the better part of the last 2 years because of pressure sores. So that is me really trapped in the home for the last 2 years. The chance that I thought I would get 5 hours a week of freedom to go run errands, to take my other son, I have another child, to take him anywhere, to spend time with him outside of the house, is gone.
So what is it you're calling on the government to do today?
To abolish the loco parentis rule. It only came into effect a couple of years ago. Rumour has it is that it evolved from a lawsuit or a claim, let's say probably a claim, I don't know if it ever went to court, of some type of abuse, something happening along those lines. So it's rooted in liability. The HSE implemented this rule, which, by the way, is actually not even official. It's just put out there for the nursing agencies to follow, is liability to protect themselves.
All right, look, we'll have to leave it there. Tracy McGuinness, thank you so much for speaking to us.